This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves. The number is 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria,
Melanie,
and Mark.
And as promised, we've got the clip here, the lunatic voicemail that was left by James Whittakind.
Self-described lunatic.
Yeah, well, he is probably the most honest thing he's ever said. So I'm not going to waste any time. Let's go directly to that.
This message is for the luckiest man to be alive in Keene, New Hampshire. You're going to repent, atone, profusely apologize, and pay me for doxing me.
It used to be just apology. Hold on. Yeah, you got to get ready for pausing on this. I'm not going to just let this ramble on without commentary, I can assure you.
Well, okay, but I wasn't expecting it, so I just quickly hit space, which stopped it.
We'll figure that out.
It didn't pause it.
So now this pay me thing is new. Because previously it had been like apologize. And I've apologized multiple times. James, I'm sorry for whatever rambling screed that you're going to send my way. And it requires an apology to stop getting the next one, especially the one where you threaten my family. I'm sorry. So there you go. Apology.
Do you want to offer him a sincere apology?
How can I sincerely apologize for... Just listen.
For doxing me, smearing me, accusing me of wanting to murder your wife and child.
I didn't dox him.
He doxed himself, right?
Well, I think that our amplifiers found his information online. I didn't look for it. I don't care. This guy obviously isn't going to come after me. He's been doing this for 5 years.
Well, I don't know about obviously, you know.
It could happen any time, right? Like, yeah. He apparently has the life skills to get from Tempe, Arizona to Keene, New Hampshire if he wants
to. Well, there's also the concern of, okay, maybe I'm not crazy enough to schedule a flight just to come do whatever, but if I happen to be here for some reason, I'm still crazy while I'm here. So, I mean, that's also a concern.
That is also a concern because there are a lot of festivals and things like that happening here in New Hampshire that he, being a lunatic, may be inclined just to go to.
And remember, ladies and gentlemen, a law enforcement officer was in the same room with this guy less than a week ago. Having heard all of this audio from start to finish, presumably, or at least been delivered this audio, 2.5 minutes of it, and chose not to arrest this guy. Ask yourself if you're being protected and served under these circumstances.
For doxing me, smearing me, accusing me of wanting to murder your wife and child, calling me a racist, creating a Facebook page with my name on it, and especially for calling me a liar on the public airwaves.
So, yes, I created a Facebook page with his name on it. It's called Things James Whittakind Says. On that Facebook page, 99% of the things that are written on there are in quotation marks. And there's also some video and some audio, which are his voice saying these things. So it's not like I have done any, like, this is all
stuff that he said.
It's not reporting. It's just, it's quotes. It's, things make up. Sometimes I'd put ellipsis in there to sort of get the threats out in a short period of time because I didn't want people to be exposed to this rambling screed. And then I found out that people like the rambling screeds.
Oh, yes.
So now I basically leave them in, whatever. I don't understand what people want to consume on the internet, but this is the kind of crap I get on the regular.
You don't have to understand it. You just have to know it
and deliver it.
Or this here lunatic is going to hurt your disgusting, contemptible mother, your ugly, ugly, ugly Laura, and especially the luckiest person to be alive. So when you get home tonight,
so
I want to talk.
This is the luckiest person to be alive. You edited all that part out with the part about Jack.
No, we didn't actually get that.
Okay.
I probably would have talked to you about editing that out first, okay. But it just wasn't in the audio file that you gave me. Or he hasn't gotten to it yet.
That's weird. Well, anyway, nonetheless, in this little bit here, did he say is going to hurt your mother, like, and some insults.
And your wife.
Laura, my wife, and some insults. And then the luckiest person to be alive, which he regularly harps on my son because he knows that bothers me the most. And, of course, it would, right? Like any father who has their child threatened by some apparently unaccountable lunatic from the Internet would be concerned. So go on. Go on here. He has an explanation as to
his... I want to talk to him. In my name is Jack, and I'm 11 years old. Meditate on this, minister. Your crime victim still can't be reached for comment. But speaking of an eye for an eye that you seem to have been endorsing when it came to a Saudi woman having had acid thrown in her face.
That's a comment
I'm
on something we talked about on the Internet because he listens obsessively.
Yeah, he does.
He's a P1.
P1?
Yeah, that's called like a primary listener.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to hurt you as much as you've hurt me, or else, minister. And Ian Bernard can then practice, as he preaches, the art of forgiveness when Free Talk Lies is over for good.
Well, killing me isn't going to make Free Talk Live go away. I mean, that's not how this works. Free Talk Live isn't called the Ian and Mark Show for no reason at all. It's called Free Talk Live because we can have other people. I mean, Aria, you're sitting in the first chair tonight. You can run Free Talk Live. You have that capability. You're getting training at this point every single day to run Free Talk Live. So there's going to be a whole bevy of people to kill off here that aren't always in the same room and often are not in the same room. This isn't going to be as easy as you think. Now, would Ian forgive you for killing me? Yes, Ian's just that stupid. Absolutely. But, I mean, you know, is Ian Freeman now the arbiter of what is right and just in the world? Because that's really strange. Now, listen to the victimhood, the absolute centrist view of this guy, James Wittekind, who calls in and makes these. He's like, if you don't do this to me, if you don't, like, you have harmed me.
At least not, even if they want to say it's not threats, which is an insane interpretation.
Right, a cop said this isn't a threat.
How is this not blackmail, though, or extortion? Because he's demanding you pay him.
Well, I didn't mention that to the cop, but...
But that's the cop's job, though. Like, you shouldn't have to be like, here's this audio, and here's the statutes he's violating.
Yeah, well, agreed. But for whatever reason, the law enforcement officer determined that the best course of action was to not arrest this guy. I don't know. I don't know what their choices are. I don't know what their constraints are. All I know is that there's not much I can do. They wouldn't even confirm his address so that I could send him a cease and desist. How am I going to send a cease and desist, ladies and gentlemen, without an address? This person, I told her, this is the first time I've ever been able to nail this guy's location down, and she just blew it away. I mean, you know, blew it off or whatever. Like, she made a decision. Whatever that decision was the decision she made. I don't know. I'm going to call it her professional opinion, but I'm a little frustrated.
I can imagine, because it gets worse.
I'm tired of all the bile, hatred, and vitriol, minister.
Yeah.
You started it on my own brother's birthday on March 27th.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
2014. Speaking of past calls, and I'm going to put an end to you.
I'm going to put an end to
your grotesque ministry as you know it, if you don't do as I ask, minister.
I mean, that is so obviously extortion, threats, literal terrorism,
yeah.
Attempts to use threats of violence in order to cause someone to behave a certain way. He absolute nutcase. I don't know what else to say about him. Of course, the clip here does go on for a little bit longer, but it's more just that kind of rambling, incoherent nonsense.
Maybe I'm sure he mentioned to the police officer that I am a felon. And
I'm sure he did.
Felt that was, well, this is just felon business or something. I don't know. I have no idea.
Is it spelling business? We don't have to. Laws, regular laws don't apply. Spelling business.
Just felons being felons.
I can't speak to it. How do I step out of this world of felonry? I mean, is it possible now that I'm in? I'm just in forever? It's like some kind of blood bond with the Yakuza Mafia?
855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733.
I'm a little obsessed with My Magic Mud. Several years ago, I met Jessica Armand, the founder and CEO of My Magic Mud, and I didn't even know my teeth were coffee stained. A week's worth of use convinced me, and now I use it every 3 or 4 days. It's clinically proven to whiten teeth, and I think it cleans better, too. My Magic Mud's available at most local health food stores, Sprouts, Natural Grocers, CVS, Walmart's Natural Beauty Aisle, but I can get it for you for 20% off with coupon code FTL20 at MyMagicMud.com. FTL20, MyMagicMud.com. I believe the crypto winter is over. That, if true, means that crypto prices may be on the rise and more news will be on the horizon. Get the latest and freshest crypto news at news.bitcoin.com. They have a real staff that does real reporting, not the rehash stuff you're getting from most crypto news outlets. I am proud and happy to say that news.bitcoin.com is my first stop for all news crypto-related. News.bitcoin.com. Don't forget that you can get a free Bitcoin Cash wallet and free Bitcoin Cash at free.bitcoin.com. Free crypto at free.bitcoin.com. Bitcoin.com.
Don't you hate that feeling in the pit of your stomach when the police pull you over? Most people have no idea how to handle it properly, and they promptly get fed into the municipal fee-generating meat grinder. Or maybe you recall that feeling you get when you go to the mailbox and see one or more letters from the IRS. You get a sense of impending doom, don't you? So let me ask you, if you could learn how to use the law to beat the IRS, traffic tickets, almost any courtroom scenario, collectors, credit card debt, and even a mortgage debt because of fraud perpetrated against you, would that be worth knowing about? Don't laugh. Investigate. Check out the life-changing benefits of the Lighthouse Law Club at their website, lighthouselaw.club. That's lighthouselaw.club. And while you're at it, visit the Lighthouse Law Club YouTube channel. You might be in for a pleasant surprise.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airways. Tell us whatever is on your mind. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom, 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria.
Melanie.
And Mark.
Oh, Sorry.
And Mark. There I am.
Somehow this number two.
Yeah.
That's why we really do this, just to make sure everything works.
we got to test the audio somehow. Speaking of testing audio, I will be at Freedom Fest, and we will be doing, Ian is testing the audio equipment as we speak for the multiple events that we're headed off to, but we're going to be doing Free Talk Live from the world's largest liberty-oriented gathering in, well, the world's largest oriented gathering in the world? I don't know. Freedom Fest theme this year is the Wild West. That much I know. I've got my costume ready to go. And they're going to have Penn Jillette, Lenore Scanese, Glenn Beck, Candace Owen, John Mackey, Kevin O'Leary, and Kevin Harrington of Shark Tank, Stephen Moore. The list is growing all the time. All you have to do is go check them out. I've got a website here for you. It's freedomfest.com/FTL. If you use coupon code FTL50, you get a $50 discount. That's freedomfest.com/FTL. Please go get your ticket now. Love to see you there. Coupon code FTL50. And if you need a little more convincing, they have the 5 best speeches from last year right there at freedomfest.com/FTL. It's Judge Napolitano, Alan Dershowitz, Charlie Kirk, Heather McDonald, John Mackey, all of it for free. You'll get the all the who, what, where, when, why, but it's July the 17th through the 20th at the Paris in Paradise, which is the name of the strip, basically, in Las Vegas. So, yeah, Las Vegas, who doesn't like that? Besides Freedom Fest, there's all kinds of wonderful other things to do. It's freedomfest.com/FTL. Would love to see you there.
Definitely. Well, let's get back. There's just a little bit more of James' lunatic ramblings to make you suffer through.
I want the, I guess my, as a talk show host, you're supposed to ask questions to your audience, especially if you've got a call in here. And I guess my question to the audience is, what do I do about this? The police have told me twice in Arizona, twice in Keene, there's nothing we can do. Now, in one case, the police actually had this guy in the same room asking questions, and I don't know what to do about this at this point, and if I do anything at all. Oh, so far, over the course of 5 years, he's ramped up his threats over time, and I've done basically nothing, or little to nothing, and now he finally got what he wanted. He said he wanted the cops to visit him. Well, here you go.
Success.
Congratulations. There you go.
That's not that difficult. You didn't need Mark's help for 5 years. You could have done that by yourself.
He asked for it, and then he got angry that I, by the way, I have another bit of audio that's following this up.
Well, didn't the cops visit him on one of his 9 DUIs?
I don't know. I would presume. That's probably how
they usually stop you in the car for that. I don't know if he counts that as a visit.
He went to jail.
He visited them.
Yeah.
Well, let's get back to his lunacy.
If only I had a Bitcoin for every time so-called ministers of peace and love and liberty accused me.
If only I had a Bitcoin for every time this guy said so-called.
Yeah, on the so-called Discord app.
On so-called minister, so-called whatever.
And that's a weird way to phrase that, because a Bitcoin is a lot of money. It's like, if something happened once and I had a Bitcoin, or if something happened once a year and I had a Bitcoin every time, I mean, I'd be pretty good.
Yeah.
I would be happy.
Right. If I had a Bitcoin for every time my town had a 4th of July parade.
I mean, if I just had a Bitcoin, that'd be cool, you know?
Well, apparently he wants one for every time that some obscure thing has happened.
Let's find out what it is.
Like for a cudgel.
Now, what was that?
Three dudes.
He said sometime.
Liberty.
I will have to back it up a little bit because we kind of talked over him there at the end.
If only I had a Bitcoin for every time so-called ministers of peace and love and liberty accused me of, like for a cudgel, that I have 3 Deweys?
That's not an accusation.
I've only spent 3 days in jail in Arizona, a minister, and
that
never
heard
anyone.
That actually comports with 3, you guys.
What happened?
If you only, if you spend a night in jail for everyone, and he spent 3 days in jail.
Well, as I understand it, he's got 14 DUIs.
I don't know. I presume a man that gets so angry about being said that he has 3 DUIs probably doesn't have 3 DUIs. I would say that the problem is the internet reporting that he has 3 DUIs and us being able to look it up. You know, if he hadn't have, you know, been threatening and weird and obsessive and all these things, we would have never bothered looking this guy up. But at some point,
Yeah.
At some point, you have to look somebody up. Like, this guy just threatened to harm, that's a quote, my mother, my wife, and my child. What kind of person doesn't look up somebody like that? I mean, what kind of irresponsible, girly man would... would allow this to happen? I just don't even understand. I mean, what kind of, you know, useless human flesh does this guy think I am that I'm not going to look up somebody who's threatening to harm his family? Now, I would say that we probably looked him up before the actual threats of harm were fully verbalized, because he slowly worked his way up to him. And by the way, when the cop comes into the room and he begins shaking in his boots, you know, he's like, oh, I wasn't actually talking about harming his mother. I was talking about harming her with words, that I was going to tell her things that were going to make her feel bad about her son and stuff.
As right? If your mother doesn't know that you have a radio show
and could
spend
listen.
How many years in jail, whatever it is that he thinks she doesn't want to know.
Right. I can't even imagine what he's talking about. If he's not talking about harming when he says harming, right? Like he says harming, and then I'm supposed to presume that he means something else. So if I see him, I'm to presume that harming means he's going to give me a hug or a stern talking to, because that's not what harming means to me. Harming's a word in a definition in a dictionary. And for whatever reason, the cop didn't seem to think that harming meant harming as I understand it either. So, you know, I guess I got to give the nod to James on this one, that harming can mean other things. But at what point does a threat become illegal? I mean, how explicit do you have to be? This guy has threatened to take Ian Freeman, my co-host's head, and bash his face against a curb until his teeth are broken out of his mouth. Like, that's almost a quote. And this guy then says he's going to harm my mother. I don't know what conclusion I'm supposed to draw here.
I suspect that it's solely based on the distance involved. They're like, okay, these people are 4,000 miles apart. There is absolutely no...
Have the cops in Arizona never heard of aeroplanes?
Well, they have, but they've also seen James and the extreme unlikeliness that he can afford, you know, a toothbrush, much less a plane ticket.
Well, I don't know anything about this guy other than what he's said in his, you know, his calls and then the little bit I've been able to look up on the Internet.
I've not heard anything from him or about him that would give me faith in his ability to, like, keep a job or afford $5.
He could afford a hotel room in Tempe, Arizona, which means he can afford a Greyhound bus ticket. If he decides to clock out, he might decide to clock out on my family, you know?
You are correct. 855-450-FREE. Let us know what you think Mark should do, because we're sort of out of ways to deal with this problem. 855-450-3733. Or join us on Discord. Use the Discord call-in lines at discord.freetalklive.com to sound like you're almost sitting here in the studio with us.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio says there's no sign that a helicopter crash on top of a building in Manhattan was an act of terror. De Blasio says one person has died in the crash, and he believes that to be the chopper's pilot. The mayor also adds,
I've checked in with the fire department, police department, and buildings department. There is no danger of any kind to New Yorkers at this point.
President Trump is keeping a close eye on the events in New York City and did say that he has been briefed on the situation. The House Judiciary Committee begins hearings on special counsel Robert Mueller's probe of Russian interference in the 2016 election. Today's guest was former White House counsel John Dean. The highest-ranking member on the Republican side, Republican Doug Collins of Georgia, says we've seen this song and dance before.
This committee is now hearing from the 70s, and they want their star witness back.
Dean worked in the White House under Richard Nixon during the Watergate scandal. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
I don't care what.
This is Free Talk Live. Let us know whatever is on your mind. 855-453, Instant Freedom. With you tonight, it's Aria,
Melanie,
and Mark.
And we've had Lazio here. Let's go to the phones. Lazio, you are on Free Talk Live. Are you there? Going once. I guess we have lost him.
I hear a little noises. Put him on hold.
I already hit the drop button.
All right. Well, you can always call back.
Yep.
I want to talk to you about Cryptocurrency Wire, though. If you're trying to reach the cryptocurrency market, or perhaps you want to spread mass awareness of your crypto technology, either way, you need a communications company that specializes in that field. Leveraging 35-plus different brands, part of the Investor Brand Network, and more than 5,000 downstream distribution partners, Cryptocurrency Wire combines the power of specialization with mass market reach. With their help, you can start connecting with crypto-friendly journalists and more than 1.6 million followers. Their commitment is to get the most eyes possible on your big news while it's fresh. Domestic? How about international? They can reach 56 different countries and also provide translation services. Yeah, well, your company is certainly an important, relevant newsmaker. You need someone still that specializes in the field to get your message heard. CryptoCurrencyWire.com. We've used them here on Free Talk Live, and, well, they did everything that they said they were going to do, and they were successful beyond their promises. CryptoCurrencyWire.com. That's CryptoCurrencyWire.com.
So before we got into this, into the discussion about this particular lunatic with 33 DUIs.
Before we go on with this, I had asked, you know, if anybody has any ideas on how to handle this, and I frankly don't. I had asked a question like during the break, and I can't remember what that question was. I was going to, say something. I can't remember. Anyway, if James is listening, his concern seems to be that I have up a Facebook page called Things James Whittakine Says.
But isn't the reason you have that Facebook page because he began having an issue with you in the first place?
Yeah, I wanted to document the threats that were going on so that if he ever did anything, at the very least, they can say I documented the threats.
Right.
Because this is important to law people, right, Melanie? What do they call that? Affidavit or something?
Well, it's not affidavit. It's just evidence.
Okay. So the fact that I've got this for 5 years, him going back and making threats and stuff like that, I felt like that was a necessary thing to have.
I would agree.
He seems upset about it now. And I don't know why. It's all quotes of things he said. Apparently he doesn't like the things he said, but fine. If he wants to take him down, I don't need an apology from you. Issue a truce between you and I. Vow not to contact me or my family again, and the page will come down. As soon as you break it, it goes back up.
Well, there you go, James. The ball is in your court. Be the man that you pretend to be. But before we got into all of that, we were discussing New Zealand and the failure of the state to confiscate the arms from people who, you know, feel like their defense, their safety is best served by being in their own hands rather than the hands of a government that, at least in the United States, has absolutely no requirement to actually protect you.
Right, and so something bad happened in New Zealand, and now they're going to take away the guns, which is, pardon me, what exactly they want to do in the United States on the regular, right?
Yeah.
But every time there's, you know, something happens, they always want to crack down a little more, a little more, a little more.
It's silencers now, and it's so egregious, this talk of silencers.
Suppressors.
Suppressors.
Right, they want to use the term silencer.
Yeah.
A person who uses the term silencer has never fired a .45 ACP through a suppressor.
Yeah, I know they don't actually silence it. It only knocks like 15 to 20 decibels off of it or something
right.
like that. But
it's still going to damage your hearing if you're not wearing ear protection.
It's just such a common argument being put out there right now, seemingly coming out of nowhere, that before Call to Freedom started today, I asked Melanie and Michael whether or not there was some shooting that happened recently that involved a suppressor that I just somehow missed entirely. Because the people are responding to it as though there was such a shooting. I mean, suppressors aren't a problem. They're not being used in any of these shootings that have happened within the last year or so. So why have we just randomly picked this accessory and said, okay, this is the new bump stock?
Well, that accessory is made to look dangerous by Hollywood, right?
Sure.
You know, you see a suppressor screwed on a gun, and you know what you're going to hear next. Right, like it's going to be this little sound like a chipmunk farting, nothing to it. This silent little killer,
because explosions are always quiet.
Because husband being shot in the bed next to the wife, she doesn't even roll over, just he's taken care of, and then nobody hears anything. So Hollywood has convinced people who ignoramuses is the best term I can come up with. They are ignorant of this topic, so therefore they are ignoramuses, at least regarding this. That somehow these things are dangerous assassination weapons. And I think it's perfectly viable to have the conversation before it happens. Is somebody going to attempt to have a mass shooting and be carrying a suppressor? I suppose it could happen. I don't know why you'd want to make your handgun unwieldy and basically make it so that that's your only weapon. Because once you have screwed a suppressor onto a big old handgun, it's not like you're going to put it in a holster or anything like that. They don't have holsters for stuff like this that I know of. I've never seen anything like that. So basically you have to run out of ammunition and then throw it down and then go to, a rifle that's on your back that's no longer suppressed. Because they don't have suppressed, they have, flash suppressors on those, but not, they're not going to suppress
not
the sound.
Interesting.
And even if they did, it's not going to make it silent. There's just no... Okay, so if you take a subsonic 22 round and run it through a suppressor. Let's hope it would penetrate a skull, because I'm not sure it would. But if it would...
I don't know if I want to hope for that.
I don't want to hope
anything. But I understand the sentiment.
If you are using it, then that's what you're hoping for.
Okay, true.
And I think you could probably safely put several rounds into somebody's... You better have a revolver, because if you're attempting to get a semi-automatic handgun to work with a subsonic 22 round that's suppressed, I don't think the action will work. I think you'll jam right off. That's a guess. I don't know everything about this stuff. I have not used a device that is as I am describing it. It's just me guessing from my knowledge. But you could make a revolver, I think, with a suppressor. Maybe one of my gun guys would know better.
I don't know. I like guns. I think they're cool. They're useful tools. But I'm not like a gun enthusiast, you know. So I know enough about guns to not kill myself and to know how to use it when I need that tool. But as far as, like, reading Field and Stream or whatever, I don't have any
idea. I'm not going to spend my time delving into these things, no. I mean, I'll read a little bit online, but I read a little bit online about just about everything. I'm a jack of all trades and master of none, as it were. You know, that gets me by on the radio.
Hey, whatever works, man. Yeah. So your knowledge of suppressors certainly outstrips mine.
I read Tom Clancy books.
Oh, okay. So it comes from the same sort. Well, Tom Clancy at least is not. He's less hysterical than Hollywood.
Yeah, Hollywood. But Tom Clancy will actually explain these things to you. But the way that he described it, certainly the suppressor, it had the suppressor aspect to it. Yeah.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah.
I would expect more for somebody who actually like sat down to write a book.
But like I said, if you put a suppressor on a 22. Subsonic 22 round, you're going to have a pretty quiet situation going.
Sure.
So,
and also a fairly or relatively unassuming one, as you say, it might not actually go through their skull.
You better have, you better be in a situation where it's just you and that other person, and you can, you know, you have the freedom to, you know, put a few rounds in them to make sure that the job's done, if that's what you're going to do. But, you know, knives are pretty silent, and nobody seems to want to ban those.
Didn't the UK ban knives?
Well, yes. The UK wants to ban knives, but they banned everything before that, too.
855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733, or use the Discord call-in lines at discord.freetalklive.com.
Are you dealing with overwhelming credit card debt? Then it's time to get rid of it. With a mortgage refinance from American Financing, you'll work with a salary-based mortgage consultant, so there's no pressure and no commission. No upfront fees either. I recommend American Financing because they continue to help customers save $1,000 or more each month without resetting their loan term. You may even be able to postpone up to 2 months of mortgage payments, creating an even greater upfront savings. Not a homeowner yet? Mortgage rates have been falling for the last few months, making it a great time to buy. Get started now by calling 888-804-0303. That's 888-804-0303. Or try their new digital mortgage at AmericanFinancing.net. You can download an instant pre-qualified letter, and you can complete the entire mortgage process online anytime, anywhere. 888-804-0303 or AmericanFinancing.net. NMLS 1823-34. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. HBExtract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Oh, these pains. My neck, my back, shoulders. I've got to get some relief.
Stress from everyday life, past injuries, or surgeries can cause inflammation that leads to pain, but you don't want to take another pill.
There's an easier, healthier way, right?
Yes, with hot or cold therapy products at sunshine-pillows.com.
Pillows? For my aches and pains?
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows, plus travel pillows. Pillows, microwavable body heating wraps, and more. It's all available to you online.
Finally, stress relief with no drugs.
Right, and now you can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off. Just use this promo code, SAVE30, when you click sunshine-pillows.com. Save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Use promo code SAVE30. Sunshine-pillows.com, your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria,
Melanie,
and Mark.
And we've been having several discussions, but before we get back into any of those, let's go to the phones. We finally got Lazio from New York. Lazio, you're on Free Talk Live. Or you're not. Okay. Well, we also got Gary from Tennessee. Gary, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, sir. I was listening to your radio about the about your suppressors.
Right.
Yes.
I just wanted to give you a correction.
Thank you.
Rifles are suppressible.
Okay.
Long guns and AR style platform.
So if you call, it's not just a flash suppressor, it's a regular sort of sound suppressor?
Right. They can have flash suppressors, which all that basically does is kind of help hide the muzzle flash. You can purchase them and with a threaded barrel and screw a suppressor on those also.
I really appreciate you calling in and explaining it to me. And I realize I don't know everything about this situation, but I probably know a heck of a lot more than most of the people in the media who are bothering to report on it.
I would definitely.
Yeah, you're correct on ignoramuses.
Gary, thank you so much for the call. It's always nice when somebody calls in to explain something to me, or to you, rather, that I didn't know.
Yeah, I think it's very useful. I appreciate that. It's Greg, right?
It was Gary.
Gary.
You know, come to think of it, from experiences with Hollywood and, honestly, playing video games, I probably should have known that you could put a suppressor on a rifle.
Yeah, a lot of video games are very realistic as far as...
especially in regard to sniper rifles in video games, you can almost always find one with a suppressor on it.
Huh. I would think a suppressor in some way might affect accuracy, but maybe I'm wrong.
I would expect it to, yeah. I don't know to what extent it does because I'm not a sniper.
Yeah, I wouldn't be the one to report on that. I should have asked that when Gary was on.
Ah, yeah, good question. Good point. So you've also got something for us to dive into.
Well, you can dive into this this Whopper. Apparently, this is from ny.eater, like as in goodeater.com. Apparently, Brooklyn-based Burger King's one has been delivering Whoppers to customers that are expecting a vegetarian Whopper. So the Brooklyn location of the fast food chain Burger King has been advertising that it sells the meat-free Impossible Whopper on Seamless. I don't know what Seamless is. But instead sends customers regular old beef Whoppers. I guess did send customers. I imagine they're not doing it anymore. At least one vegetarian customer didn't realize until after he'd eaten two Whoppers, believing that the ad boasting the two burgers, that they taste the same.
He might also not remember what beef tastes like.
Or maybe he just recently switched over. And, well, I mean, so I've got a bit of a problem with the notion of if you want to be a vegan, be a vegan is what my theory is. But if you want to experience meat, like, you're not really taking on the whole vegan thing by my understanding of it. Now, yes, I think the world will be a better place when they make a vegetable-based meat substitute that is not discernible from the real thing. And we have to have baby steps in between, you know, somebody slapping a big chunk of onion and beet on two buns and calling it a burger, and then whatever is this Impossible Burger. I get that there's steps along the way, and I understand that, and I'm willing to support it. I will try one of these things when it comes out in order to be supportive.
Now, what confuses me is that Burger King used to have a veggie burger.
Yeah.
And it was actually very, very good.
But not beef. No. And not even discernible as beef.
No, it didn't taste anything like beef. Yeah. It had its own unique taste, but the taste was actually very good. They appeared to have discontinued that in a quest that I similarly don't understand to create some non-meat product that tastes like meat.
100% Whopper, 0% beef.
Well, then it's not a Whopper.
Well,
sorry.
I don't know that I fine. if they come up with it, I'm down. I think this is more or less, if they were doing it on purpose, this is fraud and a reprehensible behavior towards your customers. If they did it on accident, I mean, guys, shape up over there. You know, and
I don't know that I'm going to distinguish between fraud and negligence on an entity that disclaims agency, basically.
So like a corporation. Like, nobody's responsible in the case of the corporation.
Or at least a C-Corp. Like, because there's not an actual entity of the C-Corp that goes around making decisions and committing actions.
Sure.
So if that's how you've decided to organize yourself, I don't think you then get to turn around and say, oh, well, this wasn't an intentional sentient act. This was only negligence.
Let's go back to the phones. We've got Laszlo one more time calling in from New York. Laszlo, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, thank you, guys. Thank you, Aria, for taking my call again. I called about 2 weeks ago, and I suggested, as opposed to building the wall, digging the trench.
Oh, that's right.
Yes, this was the idea of building, I think you said, up to a 20-mile trench between the U.S. and Mexico in order to, I don't know, solve problems, right?
Correct. 20 miles wide or 10 miles wide, about 100 feet deep or however deep the tankers needed to be.
And I think I figured out those numbers, which would make that the largest pile of earth on
right.
land.
Yeah. And that's why I called back. 48,000 Mount
Excellent.
Everest, somebody said.
Yeah,
and I have the answer to, though,
Good.
To that. First of all, New Orleans is below sea level. They could use some dirt.
You're going to fill in all the houses.
I don't know if they're cool with that.
That's funny.
Florida, you know, I think the highest spot is 15 feet above sea level. The whole
It's
state.
A little higher than that up towards the panhandle, but there are certainly counties in which you're speaking of that is,
so
that is true.
So let's add 10 feet to that. How's that? You know,
well,
let's say 10 feet to the whole state, right? Now,
well,
China,
well, hold on.
Building,
I'm not sure.
China.
Hold on.
Okay.
Hold on. I'm not sure you've solved the problem. Remember,
a whole new one.
Yeah, part of your whole scheme here was to lower the sea levels, right?
Right.
Yeah,
right.
So if you do that, you are also, by definition, raising Florida's average above sea level.
Correct. Right?
So if you move the dirt there, you're just going to compound that problem.
I think you're better off making a whole new island, nation.
I mean, right. I think if you had the technology to do this, you might as well just make a new planet.
That was my third. Well, China is building new islands in the South China Sea, correct?
Yep.
Dubai is building man-made islands, correct?
Yeah. You know?
They can buy some of our dirt, right? We got plenty of areas to fill in the oceans with.
And we'd have a new canal that we could ship it through.
Here's what I would say. I mean, you know, there will certainly be unintended consequences to this. But if you pick, most of the ocean is uninhabited by creatures. It just, you know, there's not very much there. So if you begin dumping out in the middle of, I don't know, find some scientist to agree this spot is acceptable, right? And then you begin dumping in that spot wherever it is, and then, you know, it makes some kind of island nation at some point or whatever. Remember, this is 48,000 Mount Everest's worth of material. Then I'm fine with it by that standard. Okay. I think that this project is probably not achievable with today's equipment, but
probably not.
Yeah. Go ahead, Leslie.
Right. And I was wrong about 2,000 miles of new beachfront property. It's 4,000 miles, if you consider each side.
Well, that also substantially increases the number of Mount Everests.
No, it doesn't. He's saying is that if it were 2,000 miles, and I don't know that that's true, Laszlo, but
yeah,
it's probably pretty close.
Yeah, it's 1,900 plus.
Okay, so 1,900 miles from the point of, like, San Diego to wherever the bottom of Texas is. It'll be oceanfront property on both sides in Mexico and the United States.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that point had been glossed over last time.
Oh, and I got a real better one. All of that earth could be used for liquid thorium reactors.
What do you need sand for that for? I don't understand.
You don't need sand. It's earth. It's in the dirt.
There's enough thorium in the dirt?
I haven't looked into it in 5 years, to be honest with you.
Okay.
But that's the liquid fuel for a small LFTR. They're called lifters for short. LFTR, liquid fluorium.
Laszlo, thank you so much for the call. Very fascinating. He is, and that's good. We need thinkers out there solving these sorts of problems. 855-450-3733. If you think you can solve some problems, 855-450-3 is in freedom.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance. You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.